Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another segment of the audio tutorial for the Kenwood TS-2000. I'm Matt Arthur, KA0PQW, and when it comes, if you have questions on anything in the audio tutorial, you're welcome to email me. My call sign, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey, at ARRL.net. KA0PQW at ARRL.net. I'd be happy to do the best I can to help you out. In this one, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the transmit features, such as adjusting mic gain and power level, things like that. This means we're going to get acquainted with a few more buttons here. The buttons we're going to be talking about right at this moment are right next to the, between the touch tone pad, the 16-digit touch tone pad that's on the radio and that we've been using for direct frequency entry, that is, and the VFO. There's two rows of buttons here. Of course, the ones right next to the VFO, to the left of the VFO, are your mode buttons. And then the next row over, there's a set of three buttons, and then there's a couple more that are offset to the right that are kind of between the two rows of buttons on the bottom. There's a couple more buttons. Don't worry about those. We want the ones on the very left side, left row there, right next to the function button that we've been talking about, right between the 3 and 6 keys, where the panel raises up a little bit as you go from left to right. So, second row over to the left from the VFO knob. From the top, we have your mic gain adjustment. And I'll explain how that works in just a second. Below that is your power to turn on the power adjustment. Below that is a button used to adjust key or speed if you have if you're using the internal keyer on this radio, which I'm not. But if you push the button and then turn that multi-channel selector knob that's on the right-hand side of the radio, you can adjust the key or speed. Now, you'll also be using the multi-channel selector knob that's on the right-hand side of the radio, the second knob from the top, to adjust your mic gain and power. Adjusting power is relatively easy with this rig. This out of the box, by default, it's set up in 5-watt increments. You push the button, turn your knob all the way to the channel selector knob all the way to the left, and it will beep. I should point out that out of the box, the radio is set to high power on all bands. Now, I'm also going to recommend that you have either the RF Applications P2000 CW meter, which unfortunately is not made anymore, but there is the LDG talking watt meter. They make one for HF and one for VHF, UHF. They're really handy to have. They're not necessary, but I sure do recommend them if you can do it. So, we're on 6 meters here where I can safely adjust power without screwing up a preamp. Now, when you push, I just turned it on and turned it off. You turn the power adjustment on, you'll get a high beep. Now I have the radio cranked wide open at high power. I'm turning it all the way down. It beeped. I turned it to the left. That is, and it beeped. That's at 5 watts. So if you count 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100... And there seems to be one more click. Well, it goes up to about 105 or 110 watts, actually. Well, it does seem to be a couple of extra clicks, but you can get very, very close. So that's usable. That power button that we're talking about is also a monitor adjustment. I'm going to turn this back off. We're talking about the second button down on the second row to the left, vertical buttons from the VFO, the second button down from the top. Where, you know, the top above that is one more button and then the display. When you hit the function, oh, I did it wrong here. Hit the function. That turns on function and power. That turns on your station monitor adjustment. That is handy for checking for audio problems or setting the processor. But it does not work well for setting the mic gain, however. Unfortunately, and I'm going to see if I can demonstrate the monitor. I'm going to turn this off. Now, I've set up the monitor adjustment. And I am now talking to you through the Kenwood TS-2000. I'm talking, and you will hear the monitor, or what the audio sounds like through the monitor. Now, I'm way up here on 6 meters someplace where nobody's going to hear me. Now, when you do the monitor adjustment, the high beep turns it on and the low beep turns off the adjustment. Now, I think I'm running the processor now. Now I've turned the processor off. That is what it sounds like with the processor turned off. And this is with the processor back on. Okay, now we're going to turn the monitor adjustment back on. And I'm going to turn it down. You have to have that function turned on in order to adjust the level of the monitor. And you can leave it turned up, but then if you listen through speakers, you're going to feed back. You have to listen to it through headphones. So I'm going to be back on my own mixer mic here momentarily. You heard it beep. That meant the adjustment is all the way off. And you also heard me turn the monitor setup back off. Okay, now, setting the mic gain. Setting the mic gain, unfortunately, is the only thing I have found that is not exactly blind accessible. Now, I have a workaround because I have other gear here in the shack and, you know, things I get into and stuff so I can kind of tell that I'm getting it close. It's not insurmountable, but it isn't exactly blind accessible either. You adjust the mic gain with the very top button on that vertical row of buttons we've been talking about, the second row to the left from the VFO knob. Those top three buttons. The very top one is the mic gain button. Again, when you turn it on, you get the high beep. And when you turn it off, you get the low beep. When you turn it on, you get the high beep. You adjust it again with the channel selector knob on the right-hand side of the radio. It will beep at the lowest and highest point. When you turn it all the way to the left, it will beep, and all the way to the right where it's cranked, it will beep. Now, out of the box, the radio is set to a pretty good mic gain level. Now, the only problem you're going to have with adjusting the mic gain is the fact that, as I had pointed out, it is not exactly a blind accessible feature. You adjust the mic gain by, as we've talked about, pushing that mic gain button, the very top one on that row of buttons, or you get the high beep, turns it on, the low beep, turns it off, and then with the multi-channel selector. Now, when you listen in the monitor to adjust the mic gain, you're not going to be able to do it. The monitor level will stay the same whether the mic gain is turned all the way up or all the way down. Well, that's what makes it not exactly blind accessible. As I had pointed out before, you can adjust the processor, which the processor button is on the very left-hand side of the radio, that group of buttons, the second row from the left, right next to the display, the second button from the bottom is the processor button. You can adjust that with the monitor, but not the mic gain. That's the only unaccessible thing I've found, but not insurmountable. There are other ways to adjust the mic gain, such as using the talking watt meter, where you can have it so the mic gain is set so the radio is just barely below full output power. It would tell you that you're pretty close. That's a little bit on how to adjust power and the mic gain on the Kenwood TS-2000. Next one, we'll talk about some of the other features of the radio. So 73, and we'll see you in the next segment.